Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Noelle sent me to the hospital to be induced. So that's the major difference between my two births is Bowen.
You were not happy.
I was
with that.
Not happy. Because
and pretty much everybody on the flow knows she's not happy
that she's being induced. Not happy about being induced because I have a plan, and
yes,
that was not the plan.
No.
But you know what? One thing that I was thinking about and praying about for this is a lot of when we were going to do this podcast, a lot of moms, like natural birth mamas, not that there's a negative connotation around being induced, but kind of.
Yes.
Because it's not plan. And a lot of times it's a bad thing. And I'm here to tell everybody that I had a good experience.
I love it.
With induction. And granted, I had already had a baby.
Right.
So I knew what it felt like.
For sure.
But I just did. I had a really good experience with induction. Just this huge blessing. Like God's plan is all so far better and well thought out than ours ever could possibly be.
So I'm gonna piggyback here on something that Becca said earlier, and that is, y'all, there's so many things you're gonna read and there's so many things you're gonna hear. And you cannot buy everything hook, line, and sinker like it is the Bible, golden rule, this always happens. You can't do that. And what Becca said a minute ago about the induction, I can't tell you how many clients I'll get that are literally petrified of being induced. Now, all in all, I would rather not. It's not a fun way to go.
Sure.
It's not. However, when you're on a very low dose and your body is actually ready, and especially if you're a second time mom and we are being induced for a medical reason, which Becca was, it doesn't have to be horrible. Please don't go into labor, you guys, if you're listening, don't go into labor already deciding that I will not do this because it will be horrible. You don't have to decide all of that. Mm-hmm. You can do your research. You can know, I really would like to go this route. I really want to try for this. And then sometimes your baby, your body, your birth dictates something else.
Yep.
And it's okay. Plan B can actually be better than plan A. Mm-hmm. It really can. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it's all about your mindset.
Yeah.
It really is all about your mindset. So I love that you honed in on that. It's something that I really try to preach is that I get it. This isn't what you want. This isn't your desire. And we don't have to go that way. No, we don't have to induce because doctor says, I want to induce. We can wait. If baby's good, stress test is good, no medical reason, we can wait. Let's hold off. I want to do that. But if for some reason you are going to have to be induced, you don't have to decide that it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Go in
or
with
the wrong plan
or the wrong choice.
Yeah.
Go in with a positive mindset and be like, you know what? This is the hand I'm dealt.
Yes.
And I'm going to do what I can do with this. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. And I remember Micah, like back from even before Bowen, when I was pregnant with Bowen, I remember like called you at like 10 weeks and I'm like, okay, I'm pregnant and I think I need a doula and are you available? And you know, all this stuff. And I remember like our first coffee date or whatever, you said, things happen, you know, this might be your birth plan and that's a wonderful plan, but be ready for whatever flies your way.
Right.
And that really, I mean, shouldn't that be how we're living our entire life?
Yep.
Right. And that's coming from like a type A control freak, you know, like this is how I want, like from this day, this from this minute, and this is what we're doing. But this is just, it's a really truly just a way to live your life.
It is.
You know, this is what you're dealt and deal with it. you know, in the most positive way possible. And if in the end that means wheeling back for a C-section, then that's wheeling back for a C-section.
Absolutely.
You know, if that means healthy baby, healthy mama.
Yep. And most of our clients that have ended up in a C-section, sometimes I feel like they almost sing our praises a little bit louder because they know it could have gone very differently. And I think what we provide in that support is mental and emotional. Like, okay, physically, your body's done. There's not anything else that you can do. You've done everything. You are so stinking strong, but that part's done. Here's what you can tap into. That is that emotional, mental, and even spiritual. Birth is super spiritual to me. Tap into those things and let it unfold. Let it take on its new form, its new story, and see what's going to happen, how it's going to show up.
Yeah. I know this is a podcast and not everybody can see our faces, but I feel like the face that I just made when you said that, that emotional support, I knew that Taylor was going to be super anxious at birth and just, I mean, this is a big deal.
That's a lot of guys.
Oh yeah, to be fair. For sure. Yeah. They're just not made. A lot of them are not made to be, you know, that honed in on all that emotional level. And seeing me in so much pain and just there's so many levels of all of it. And so that's how, what was the deciding factor for me is I knew having you there as an emotional support and honestly just an expert at your craft. I know that sounds so strange, but you know, this was our first time. We had no idea, you know, and almost just like an advocate. And we knew we had the very best doctor in Waco, you know, with Dr. Reister. But just having somebody there who knows what they're talking about, who's on your team, who's just like a support and also, and just like a little cheerleader, you know, and let's try this and let's try this. It was a game changer
Glad. That's so great. You know, it's funny, a lot of first time parents, especially if it's a daddy in there, once baby's born, like literally will look at us and go, what the hell do people do if you're not here? Like, how do you do this without a doula? Because I think what a lot of people don't know is that your doctor pretty much is going to show up to catch your baby. Sometimes, unless you're Becca and your baby flies out and there's no doctor or nurse.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
My Doula Micah is brought to you by BetterHelp. Give online therapy a try at betterhelp.com/doula and get on your way to being your best self. What are some things you want to keep the same about yourself or your life in 2024? Where are you already crushing it? Think opposite of new year, new you. Around New Year's, we get obsessed with how to change ourselves instead of just expanding on what we've already been doing right. Maybe you finally organized one part of your space and you want to tackle another. Or maybe you're taking your supplements every morning and now you want to actually eat breakfast too. Therapy helps you find your strength so you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that really stick. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit betterhelp.com/doula today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/doula, DOULA.
So sometimes that's supposed to be their job. And then the nurse has, I don't think people really know what their role is and how many hats they wear. Yes. I mean, it is a tough job.
They are incredible.
Job, and they cannot hang out with you and stay with you for long periods of time. That's not their job.
No.
And so lots of people are pretty floored at oh my gosh, we're just by ourselves. Like, yeah. What do they think we're supposed to do? Yeah. We don't know anything.
Dad's freaking out. Mom's in pain. Mom doesn't know. Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And so I think, you know, I'm hoping to flip the narrative a little bit that hiring a doula is not a trendy, chic thing. I mean, before there were OBs, the women in your town or village attended your birth basically as doulas.
Support.
There's your support before there was any of that. Uh-huh. This is not a new idea.
Yeah.
And even, I mean, I had really great birth experiences, but even with baby number five, I had support.
Yeah.
I had women in that room supporting me.
Yeah.
Even though I had great birth experiences, because what I want to say is, y'all, you realize you're going to get to a point in your labor where you're like, I'm done.
Done.
Like, I don't even know what to do anymore.
Tank is empty.
Yes. And oftentimes what a doula can help accomplish is give you almost a couple of more hours. You thought you were done. And we shift something. We change a position. Yeah. We give you what you need to hear, whatever it is. And now you just went two more hours and did not get the drugs, did not get the epidural.
Towards your goal.
Towards your goal. Exactly.
As long as everything's safe. I totally agree. But even if you aren't going a natural birth route.
Right.
I feel like I'm like, y'all hire a doula. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hire a doula. You can at least, you know, put the epidural off for longer or have different options for pain medication that are not offered during childbirth.
Yep.
And so I've just been like, y'all, listen to me.
Right.
Hire the doula.
Right.
Hire somebody to help you.
Your labor and delivery nurse, her goal, because it's not her job, her goal is not to help you have a natural childbirth experience.
No.
That's not her goal. That's not what she's supposed to be doing that day. She may be all for you trying for that, but she's not going to be the person that is helping you change positions, encouraging you that you can keep going. Hey, let's try this over here. Let me massage your back and help you relax. That's not her job description.
No.
So who is going to help you keep going?
Exactly.
And who is Team Becca to say, we got this.
Yes.
We can absolutely have this.
Yes.
Let's try this. Let's shift this, because my goal is your goal, whatever it is.
Yep.
And if your goal is to have a natural childbirth, I'm really good at what I do. And if a doula is doing her job well, then she doesn't have her own agenda.
Exactly. Yeah.
Her agenda is your agenda. Mm-hmm. And so here's what we're going to go after. Here's what we're going to do. And you know, you may be in labor for 24 hours. You're still stuck at a four. You have not had any sleep and you're hangry. It may be time to call it a day. Mm-hmm. Let's get an epidural so you can sleep, because you still have to push a baby out. Let's avoid the C-section.
Yep.
And that is the best choice.
Yep.
We had no idea that that's what your body or your baby or whatever was going to do. So we can adjust. We can shift. But that is, again, that's not the goal and the job description of that medical team that's there. They have a totally different job. And you guys, we want them to do their job well.
Yes. And they do.
And they do it beautifully.
And they do. And you've just said that so perfectly. That is not their job.
Right.
Their job is not to do that. And what you just said is so, so perfect. I know so many of your clients and a lot of them have labored for that long.
Yeah.
And that's not what you go into it, you know, whatever.
Right.
But if you're in it alone and you're sitting there laying on the bed alone and you're like, oh gosh, okay, I'm throwing, you know, I'm waving the white flag. This is it.
For sure.
But if y'all are in the room,
yeah,
it changes things because y'all are the experts. You know things that we don't know. We can watch all the videos on YouTube as you want to, you know. Right.
And all that goes out the window, by the way.
Because your tank is empty.
Because your tank is empty. You're in pain, probably.
Yes.
You've been in labor. You know, like you're done. When you're done and you're spent, it's very difficult to problem solve.
Yes.
And find those solutions for yourself.
Or even dig deep. Yeah, you just can't do it.
It's hard to do by yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
Very hard to do. Lots of hope in that message. And I, you know, pregnancy, birth, breastfeeding, and y'all, it's all kind of a miracle. It's all the way that we're designed, and the thought that our creator has put into all of that is pretty amazing.
It's pretty mind-blowing.
It's pretty remarkable. And what's been fascinating and so rewarding and a privilege for me is I literally have coffee with ladies, like in the interview, and then I watch babies be born. Like, I know. What the? That's the best gig in the whole wide world.
It's amazing.
It's so much fun. And so to get to experience, you know, not just literally the childbirth, but to be a part of someone's journey,
the whole journey,
is very special. It's very rewarding. And so everybody that's listening is not a doula. I get that. But there is something in your life that you are passionate about, that you are good at. You are the, as Becca put it, the expert in your field, your craft.
Yes.
Go for it. Get out there and share it. Use it. Bless people with it. And you're going to find yourself feeling very full and full of rewards, and it doesn't end. It just keeps going on and on and on. I mean, mm-hmm. Waco is one of these strange sized towns. It's big enough to house and have so many things available, but it's also has a small town feel.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, everybody's kind of crazy. And so I run into my clients all the time, all over town, and it just, it lights me up when I see you guys and to be a part of something so monumental and so special. And your story is very special and so fun. And I love it. And everybody's story is a little bit different. And I'm excited that as the listeners are going to hear these different experiences, different clients that I interview or my own experiences, you're going to probably hear something different in every single one of them that you can take with you, that you can take away from, because they're not all the same. And I actually really love that.
I love it.
How boring would that be if every birth is exactly the same? Like,
or, and even just to like mushroom out, like every birth was the same, mm-hmm. if every buddy was the same, mm-mm. if every buddy did the same thing, or if everybody was good at the same thing, like you just said,
right?
Everybody out there is not a doula.
Nope.
So go do what you're good at.
I love that.
And just bless the whole world. And that's, and, so and then don't, you know, don't compare yourself to anybody else. Mm-hmm. Am I doing what, you know, just do you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can change the world that way.
Yeah. I also want to hone in on one last thing that Becca said, and that is, you know, she trusted her instincts pretty much along the way. And, you know, especially when, you know, baby two is coming in, she's like, no, I'm pretty sure I'm having this baby. Like, I know my body. I'm pretty sure. So I'm going to encourage you. You may be wrong. That's okay. But trust yourself. I mean, that's a parenting skill that we all need. And sometimes you just, I just know, or this doesn't sit well with me, or I'm really feeling like XYZ. I encourage all of you to just go for it. That's a huge part of parenting. We have our instincts that we want to trust. And you know, if you're a believer, you also have the Lord. The
Holy Spirit. Yeah,
that absolutely. Is tapping you on the shoulder and talking to you and absolutely. Like, hey, let's do this. Let's try that. Nah, let's not go that route. And so I love that you brought that up. And so I want to just, again, I just like pointing out these gold nuggets that happen throughout the podcast. I love them. They're so fun. That trust what you're feeling and experiencing and move forward in that, mm-hmm. you know, go for that.
I love that.
So good. Wow. This has been so great, Becca.
I know.
So much fun. I'm so glad you came.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you guys for joining us. Hey, thanks for joining me on Game Day, Birds Not Balls. You can follow me on my Instagram page at MyDoulaMicah. You can also find me on WacoDoula.com, Waco Doulas on Facebook. And if you like what you heard, you can subscribe or you can find us on RogueMediaNetwork.com. Thanks for joining us.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.